Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Katie. I'm joined by Dawn.
Hello.
And also Charlie.
Hello.
Hiya. Charlie is going to tell us a little bit about his journey with his sight loss. Would you like to start by telling us a bit about yourself, Charlie?
Well, I am 14 and I live in Lincoln with my parents and my siblings. I'm currently going to a mainstream school and I'm in year 10, so we'll be doing my GCSEs next year. My subjects kind of like that I do at the moment and that I enjoy doing are stuff like my maths, my psychology and business. These are ones I'm really enjoying at the moment and I do quite like school sometimes. And then when I get home, it's very much just sat talking to a couple of people online or just playing on some of my games and watching TV.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a bit about your sight, what your eye condition is, if that's okay?
So and I've got optic nerve hyperplasia, and nystagmus and ocular albinism. That means I've got approximately, I think it's 160 in both eyes. And it is quite hard to see a lot of things. I can't really see many things too distant and I can't really see many things close up. I need size 72 print to really be able to read properly. So it can be quite a struggle.
So how with your sight loss, how do you find attending a mainstream school? Is that a struggle?
I found it, there have definitely been many brick walls, if you like, that have kind of been in the way at times. But there has been quite a few problems. Obviously, accessing a lot of the work material has been quite difficult to do. I'm doing at the moment a lot of the work on laptops, so it's very much I then enlarge the stuff into whatever text size I need. And then I often use something like a scribe and a reader using my TA to help me get through the lessons. And then obviously you've got the social side of it, which can then end up being very hard. Obviously me walking around with a cane around my school can often be a big sort of thing for people to be able to poke, to have a little bit of a poke at. So very hard being. I feel like at the moment it's a good setting in to be at the moment.
How are you treated, if you don't mind me asking, by your other school friends or other pupils in school? Are they helpful? Are they, you know, do they support
not
you?
Not really. I have had a lot of problems with a lot of people in my school. It has got to the point where one of the other students physically got excluded from the school because of it. I've had, obviously, me walking around with a cane, it's just something that I need to be able to help me, but unfortunately other people then use that to try and take the mick or have a go. They kick my cane. I've even had a cane broken before by other students at my school from kicking it around and bending it.
Gosh.
Yeah. And the verbal abuse as well can be, it can really wear you down, because I go to school to be able to want to learn, because I want to go places, you know, and I want to be able to do this, be able to go into some really good stuff. But I can't do that when I've got kind of the constant stress and worry. When I then walk out of that classroom into the playground or whatever, then they're always going to be there to have a little bit of a poke fun at or have a go at.
It is very, very difficult. Definitely.
How do you deal with that side of it, Charlie, if you don't mind me asking? You know, obviously you get a lot of support from your parents and siblings.
Yeah, well, I don't like to sort of retaliate at school, because then I know that's letting them win. Obviously there's the odd occasion where it builds up so much that you kind of just want to sort of shout out. But I sort of come home and I do speak to my mum and dad about it, because my mum's got the exact same eye conditions as me, so it's she understands exactly what the kind of thing I'm going through.
Yeah.
And so that's always been kind of a big help having her there. And then when I'm at school, because I've got 35 hour TA, I've kind of got him or her there, because I've got two different ones. And I walk with them to lessons, and I walk with them to go different places around school, because quite simply, I'm sort of scared to walk around school by myself.
Do you have a good relationship with your TAs?
Oh, very much so. Both of my TAs are really good, really helpful. They know exactly, they've seen firsthand what the other students do, because one of my TAs, she was new this year, and she had sort of watched, she'd kind of walked with me to lessons every week, obviously, and for the first sort of 2 weeks, after those first 2 weeks, there was kind of a bit of a, obviously, a general review at school meeting with, obviously, my parents coming in, and she turned around in that meeting and said, "I actually cannot believe what Charlie has to put up with." Mm. And they are very good. They will stand on anything if a other student says anything, and they will support me and help me out in that kind of way.
I believe we've been doing some fundraising, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, back in October, my school nominated me for a trip of a lifetime with a charity called Jolt. This charity takes 18 disadvantaged and disabled children to different places across the world. So they have trips biannually, and it's obviously a great opportunity to even get nominated by the school. So I got nominated by my school, and there was about 800 to 1,000 other young people that got nominated. And then I then had to send in a letter to obviously Jolt, obviously saying why I want to go on this trip. And then I had to get sort of a couple of different references, if you like, from other people that know me well. So obviously I got one of my teachers to do it, and then got my sensory impairment teacher from the council to write one for me. And then I got into the top 64, who then got an interview. So I travelled down to London for an interview, and then after I sort of sat in the interview for half an hour, I found out a couple of weeks later that I then had actually got on the trip. So the trip this year is I'm going to South America, Peru, Ecuador, and the Galapagos Islands for 4 weeks in July. Yeah.
after you've done that, then
it's amazing. It's going to be an amazing opportunity to do.
When
is it? It's in July.
Wow.
For the trip, the charity pay £5,000 towards the trip, and I have just got to fundraise £750.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing fundraising. I've done 4 5K runs. I've got my third 5K run this Saturday morning, and then my last 5K run next Saturday morning. And for my last one, I'm trying to get everybody who supported me and as many people as I can who have sponsored me and all of this and really have helped me actually get on this trip and help me get this far in life to come along and do the run with me. So I've got a lot of my teachers to come and do it with me. I've got my TAs to come and do it with me. I've got different people. I've got family coming to do it with me. I've got different people from one or two of the local blind societies that I volunteer for. And I'm just trying to get as many different people to come and do it with me.
Well, please don't ask me to come and do it with you, though, will you? Because I'll never do it.
I think it'll slow you down.
I'll let you off.
Thank you. So, are your parents going with you, or is it just the group of people that have been nominated and have got places? Is it just so you'll be?
No, it's just us 18. It's us 18 young people and then 6 volunteers, so there's no parents or anything like that.
Oh,
so it's 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks away from family. But yeah, it'll be a great thing because as I said this in the interview when they asked me about how would I be able to cope staying away from family for 4 weeks, and I said, well, the thing is when you then come back off the trip, you're then kind of missing the family that you've made on the trip because you make a whole new family. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent. But when you touched on you do voluntary work, can you tell us a little bit about that and what you do?
Well, I have a local blind, sensory impairment charity who help obviously hearing impaired and VI children. And I volunteer very much to help some of the youngsters, like some of the little ones I help, like 5 and 6. And it's a great thing to be able to do because I've kind of been there and done that, and even some of the old ones who are kind of 9 or 10, I kind of help them because I've been in that situation that they're in before. So there's no point me just sat here and not using that. I want to be able to help others because if I've got the experience of that, then if I can pass that on and tell them how I got through it, because I'm sat here right now talking to you, how I got through it, then hopefully they can then get the same experience, and then hopefully they'll then help the other youngsters in the future.
How would you say that you did get through it, Charlie, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it was very much family. I mean, as I've already said, my mum obviously having the same sight as me. It's always been a great help because she's always understood, and I've always been able to talk to her and my dad and my whole family. I've never really been somebody to sort of shy away from it. I've always been able to stand up and sort of say, well, actually I can do it even though I can't see. And the best thing to do is just to make sure that you never limit yourself because you can't see, and really make the most of what you can.
That's brilliant. If people want to find out more about Jolt or your fundraising, is there a way that they can find out about that?
Yeah, if they can go onto the Jolt Trust, jolttrust.org.uk, I believe
is it AL or OL, or
it's JOLT, Journey of a Lifetime. JOLT. If you go on their website, if you look at Jolt 2018 on their website, then it'll you can actually have a look at my 4-week itinerary that's on there.
Fabulous.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I've been reading through the itinerary. I haven't stopped reading through it really since I found out I got on the trip. We do everything. I mean, one of the things we do is we fish for piranhas and then cook them and eat them on the Peruvian coastlines. So that's going to be interesting.
Excellent.
And we do lots of different things, and like I said, it's all on this itinerary. And then if they wanted to have a look at the fundraising, I've got, if you go on to justgiving.org.uk, then search Charlie Beeston in the search bar, and then I'm the first one that comes up, and it's got a little story on there that I wrote, basically just about Jolt and what I'm doing and what I'm doing to kind of fundraise the money. So that's how they can then have a look at the fundraising.
Brilliant. So have you started packing yet? Because I would have already been packed.
I wanted to, but my mum's been holding me back.
Can I just ask you, what's your aspirations once you leave school? What is it you'd like to do for the future? And
well, what I want to do is I'm quite academic in a lot of my subjects. I'm predicted A's across the board. So I want to be able to utilise that and really go for something big. I want to go into A-levels. I wanted to be able to do maths because that's my highest achieving subject. Then psychology and probably politics. And then in the future, I want to go into law, be a barrister, go into criminal law.
Excellent.
It's really something I'm interested in, you know. I'm a good arguer. so I've had many of people say that to me. So I think it'd be really good to be able to use that in something.
That's well, brilliant. I wish you all the luck in the world because you certainly deserve it. And
definitely.
Very inspirational as well.
I definitely think we should try and arrange to chat to you after you've had your trip as well.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Mm. That'd be really good to actually do that and get a blog and see what you've been up to and how it went and what you learnt and what you did.
Well, when I'm out there, there is actually on the Jolt website, I believe it is, they actually have a tracker of what, basically on us and kind of an online diary of what we're doing. So if you wanted to be able to have a look at that whilst I'm over there in July and August, then you're more than happy to have a look on their website and get that.
Definitely.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you
very much, Charlie. Really appreciate it. And I wish you all the luck in the world and good luck with your 5K runs.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.